Yes, this is Elcott, the next step. We are on the road with Phil Hendry. And I have to laugh, because I think Phil believes that I'm going to be going to Florida with him. And of course, no, we're not. Isn't that right, Gloria?
Well...
I'm sorry?
No, I'm only joking. No, Ed and I are going to be staying in Wampaw. We'll be going between Wampaw and California.
Now, there is the very remote possibility, very remote indeed, that Elcott the Next Step will erect and surrect, as it is said in Elcott the Next Step, when one is erected, one builds upon, builds upon, builds upon, builds upon, until you're fully erect and ready to penetrate the great beyond.
All hail Elcott.
Yeah, I'll bet you... Well, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Now he's going to be... What a filthy mind you have. We'll have to do the gag reflex. Ed has now been leveled for a period of 30 seconds. What he's feeling is the sensation of... Well, I'm sorry to say this. The sensation of something thrust down his throat. I don't want to say what. That's right, Ed. Go ahead and enjoy it. Yes, this is Elcott the Next Step. I am Overlord Huggy, otherwise known as Gloria Grover. And I am the betrothed dirt floor one, the one before the entire state fair. The one who done did it on the dirt floor of the tool shed just ahead of a county fair opening. We speak today about new redeemeries being erected, perhaps. Yes, even in the state of Florida, as insane as that sounds, as money-wasting and time-wasting as it sounds, it is said in Florida there is a dearth of understanding of anything above the level of insect spray. I think that is cruel. I think it's unusual. I think it's unusual and cruel, but it's not as unusual or cruel as the average guy in Florida. Ed, how you feeling?
Me.
Ed is still feeling the sensation of something the width of a kielbasa that has simply, gently, and fondly settled in his throat. Of course, I kid about Florida. We have a great many friends in Florida, all of them spiritually regressive, all of them people that, I think the Christians would put it this way, all of them would inhabit their own particular, peculiar place in hell.
Woo!
Elcott the Next Step, brought to you by Bunsen's. Have you had one? If you haven't had a Bunsen, I'm not about to tell you what it is. Bunsen's, get one, then talk to us.
Welcome back to Elcott the Next Step. I'm Gloria Grover. We're checking on Dr. Ed Elcott, who had the gag amount, which is the new quick, effervescent way of leveling someone, since we're doing so many remote lecternals these days. And as you have already heard, Mr. Hendry will be settling the headquarter of the broadcast sentiment in Florida, although the actual operational corporate headquarters of Hendry Radio and Siempre Inc. will be... excuse me. God damn.
Google me?
Yeah, Ed's still... He's still gagged. Will be in the state of California. We are looking forward to Phil enjoying his time with Jackie. We're also looking forward to using that to our benefit, that is, bringing in more novitiates and initiates than ever before.
This is Dr. Ed Elcott. I've been ungagged. Elcott, the Next Step from Wampaw, New York. Yes, the headquarters of Elcott the Next Step, and Elcott Beyond. Elcott Behind, and A Nail in the Coffin, the Truth Bullet.
The Truth Bullet was a religion, a breakaway system of thought that had been conducted and created and botified by Dr. Ed Elcott.
May I say something here?
No, you may not. No, you've already been leveled. Did you not have something like a kielbasa resting in the...
Yes, I did.
Right. In 30 seconds, you'll be able to say what it is you think you want to say.
Well, okay.
Now, see, you made me forget what I was going to say, so I have to level you.
Oh, for crap.
This, then, is Gloria Grover.
Alcott, the next step is a system of thought brought about by a group of fraternity brothers who were friends with Eddie Alcott. Eddie Alcott had been involved in the adult film industry in Hollywood, California, doing solos as well as same-sex, intersex, granny, and other. Dr. Alcott became known as quite the stud in the granny porn section, eventually became a solo act, and then was kicked out into the street by Frisco Action Films for non-payment of rent and supplies. As Dr. Alcott attempted to start his own career in adult films under the name of Frisco Action Eddie, he was arrested and thrown into a cell with one Bosco Templeman, a man he had been in a fraternity with way back when in Santa Barbara, Ventura, California. The two of them began discussing the Alcott principles that had been uncovered by one of the fraternity brothers the preceding year, read over and redissected by Ed Alcott. Alcott then revealed that he was a distant relative of Huebner Alcott. The frat brothers got together, wrote out the big thick one, the rest is history.
Dr. Alcott was not accorded the immediate rank of overlord because the fraternity brothers found him more useful as one who could run for beer, clean off card tables, you get the drift. Dr. Alcott is now coming from a leveling.
This is Dr. Ed Alcott, and this is Alcott. The next step.
I'm speaking, Dr. Alcott, of your time cleaning off card tables and fetching beer for the frat brothers that eventually became the first generation overlords.
Ah, yes. I remember those times, and I know you're bringing it up, Overlord Huggy, to humiliate.
No,
you are, hey. Yes, you are, and that's okay. I'm glad you're doing it, because I need that kind of cutting down. I need to have the stool kicked out from under me, even as my head is slipped into a noose.
Oh, come on, Ed.
No, that's just, you know, it's okay. I feel fine. I've never felt better in my life.
Even as your head is slipped into a noose, I'm kicking the stool out from under you.
You don't understand. It's for my own good.
Don't ever tell me what I understand or don't understand.
I get it. You're going to level me?
No, I'm not. No. Because you thought I was going to level you. Now I'm not going to level you.
Alcott, the next step. Get a transcript of today's show by writing to Alcott, the next step, Wampaw University, Wampaw, New York, Sector Wampaw, Planet Wampaw, United States of America, New York, New York.
Woo! And now, here's Overlord Casper for more.
I'm Overlord Casper, and welcome to Alcott, the next step. We're using the gag amount, or the gag tag, as a way of leveling our priesterlies. I just heard something squeal.
We're in a hotel, ladies and gentlemen. We have been asked to do the lecternal from this hotel that Mr. Henry is staying at. Some...
Well, it is a hotel, shall we say, for those who are of mid-income, mid to low income, and who like to squeal and dance about on a Friday night. We are here in a room with the sliding glass door open to gangs of people frolicking and dancing about a swimming pool, all kinds of hip-hap or happy-hip.
I believe it's hip-hop.
Oh, hip-hop. Well, who's did hap-hip?
Hap-hip, that was what Overlord One-Eye called. He thought it was called hippity-hap.
It was hippity-hop.
No, it wasn't hippity-hop.
Don't ever...
Oh, I'm sorry?
Don't ever, you know, disagree with me. I called it hippity-hop once, and Ed laughed for about 2 days. He was leveled during the entire series, but he kept on laughing. That was the thing that impressed us, because I said, oh, Ed, put on some more of that Hippity Hop by Kid Ink. And the first thing he did was he started laughing. He defecated, he urinated, and he kept on laughing. We leveled him, and when he came out of the leveling, he was still laughing. In fact, as he came out of his third leveling, he said, you want to hear some Hippity Hop there, Butch? He called me Butch. You ready for that? Jesus H. Christ.
I only called you Butch because you were rendering me in a very masculine way. You were taking me and throwing me about the room.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
You're goddamn right.
Ooh!
What's that mean?
I don't know, I just didn't think you should be swearing.
Level him.
Come on.
The gag is in process.
Where are you going?
I thought I'd run out for ice cream.
Get some of that Halo, will you? Welcome back to Elcott The Next Step. I'm Gloria Grover, otherwise known as Overlord Huggy. We have with us Overlord Casper, who has stepped out of the studio for a moment. And we have with us, of course, the priesterly Dr. Ed Elcott. Dr. Elcott has been leveled 3 times this evening for grievances and aggressions notwithstanding. Now, Dr. Elcott.
In Elcott The Next Step, it's extremely important to be completely ego-free, ego-und, unegoed, and ego-bent. When one's ego is bent, one's ego can't fit anywhere. It becomes useless and is thrown into the street where it's run over by the Arbuckle truck of infinity.
The Arbuckle truck is a truck driven by those troublesome demons we call Arbuckles. When they're not bothering us, they do a freight service between here and hell. That's right, living hell. And they drive their freight cars right by us as we're trying to have our lecternals and momentary lapses. The Arbuckles mean no harm, but just by their mere existence and the fact that they now own a freight line driving very closely by our peace and serenity makes me want to get out there and, man, I want to do something bad.
Well, you just lost it there, Gloria.
That's right. Do something about it.
I'm back. I am Overlord Casper, and I just ran for ice cream.
Why did you say that?
Oh, God, we're still on the air?
Yes. Now I gotta level you.
Oh, come on.
Overlord Casper's been leveled.
I'm Doctor. No, I know I have to level myself.
Elcott The Next Step. I'm Jerry.